With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Iran is spewing threats as Israel goes after Iran's terrorist proxies in Gaza. The Iranian foreign minister threatening imminent preemptive action against Israel. President Biden will travel to Israel tomorrow, the trip aimed at showing support for the Jewish state. Mr. Biden will also visit Jordan for talks with Arab leaders. Former President Trump on the stump in Iowa the other day.
When I'm back in the Oval Office, we will cut off every penny of money that we send to the Palestinians and the terrorists on day one.
Mr. Trump also vows to reinstate rigorous screening of all would-be immigrants, weeding out those who harbor anti-Semitic, anti-Israel views. And in the former president's words, we're going to have the largest deportation effort in history. Also at SRNnews.com, will the deadlock be unbroken? We'll find out today when the House votes on Congressman Jim Jordan's nomination for Speaker of the House.
The Ohio Republican clinched the nomination for Speaker in a 124-81 vote Friday. However, when House Republican lawmakers were asked if they would support Jordan's nomination on the floor, the vote was 152-55, leaving Jordan well short of the 217 votes needed to win the gavel on the House floor. The planned vote Tuesday is setting the stage for another public clash over the gavel, similar to the four-day, 15-ballot election that former Speaker Kevin McCarthy went through in January. Edwin Mora, Washington.
The multiple legal challenges he's facing are costing former President Trump dearly. Federal Election Commission records show that Mr. Trump's Save America PAC has shelled out nearly $37 million to more than 60 law firms and individual attorneys since January of 2022. This is SRN News. Are you a resilient Christian?
The Barna Group says to qualify, you have to, one, have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, two, attend church at least monthly and do more than just worship, three, trust in the authority of the Bible, and four, desire to transform the broader society as an outcome of your faith. According to Barna, just 20% of people who identify as Christians meet all four of those criteria. Amongst young Christians, it's just 10%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu political leaders in India trying to garner votes by persecuting Christians. According to International Christian Concern, it's especially bad in Uttar Pradesh, where hundreds of believers have been jailed on trumped-up charges. Pastors have responded by shying away from holding any large gatherings, encouraging Christians to meet in small groups in their homes. India officially guarantees religious freedom in the Constitution, but local authorities generally ignore this fact. This is SRN News. The FBI out with the latest nationwide crime stats.
Data in the FBI's annual crime report shows violent crime dropped 1.7% overall. That included a 6.1% decrease in murder and non-negligent manslaughter last year and an almost 5.5% drop in rape. But property crimes jumped just over 7%. The biggest increase, motor vehicle thefts at almost 11%. Carjackings increased just over 8%. Some law enforcement agencies failed to provide data. Still, the FBI says the analysis represents a little over 83% of all agencies, covering 93.5% of the population. I'm Julie Walker.
Stock futures pointing to a lower open later this morning for Wall Street. Dow futures are down 77 points. NASDAQ futures off 49. S&P futures 12 points in the red. More details at SRNnews.com.